The thoughts and opinions of the Ninja Please podcast are just that. These are just jokes, people.
Nah, just even like that ancient. When you do, like, just to shift this over to this Google image, the people listening cannot see this ancient Chinese architecture. There's, you know, it's some beautiful shit. Like, my introduction to China was Big Bird Goes to China.
Well,
Big Bird Goes to China. Look it up. Like, that was my Sesame Street, y'all. It's Sesame Street. Big Bird Goes to China was a movie where Big Bird went to China. And this giant man in a suit walked around the Great Wall of China.
That's Big Bird.
That's Big Bird. I mean, it was just Big Bird. He just went on this whole Chinese tourist adventure.
How cool.
Oh, okay, so why are we talking about China?
That really might have been it, like, before Bruce Lee and all that shit.
Yeah.
Well, Kung Fu movies, it really might have been Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. I was leaving Atlanta recently, and I kept passing the Shin Yun. Mm. That's how you pronounce that play, right? Mm. I really want to see that play.
Oh, yeah. They keep advertising every, because they keep coming back.
Because it comes out around Christmas.
Right, January, yeah, January, mm-hmm. Christmas. Yeah, this
Christmas and New Year.
Winter. But this is the thing that got me about it, right? I saw this around Orlando, like, because that's where they just keep, you know, it's the hub, it's an international city. You know, not saying Atlanta is not, but Orlando's more of an international city than Atlanta, I will argue. Just because of Disney.
It's a peninsula, all water all around, just motherfuckers coming in and out all the time.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah,
I would not argue that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something on them Atlanta signs that I did not see in Florida. Now they got the sub caption, before communism. It's Xinjiang, China before communism. Bruh, I bullshit you not.
Oh, see, that's more of a kind of a protest kind of thing, because what's going on in China? That sounds more of a this artist trying to tell a story kind of thing.
These are the official billboards. You go all up 75 and you see any Shin Yun. I meant to take a picture of it, but it's a 75. Yeah, I really can't pull my phone out.
Right, while driving.
Yeah. Flip a picture.
Because China will tell you communism is great. Like, the CFP. That shit
fantastic.
Ain't.
Fantastic.
But that's what they put it at China before.
Like the Wu-Tang Clan. It ain't nothing to fuck with.
At all.
Nah, them Hong Kong protests did what they did and ended where it ended. I can't tell you where it fucking ended because
they made sure of that shit.
Bruh.
Put your internet off.
It's the same thing with Iran.
Put your internet off.
Right. If you got a governmental official or a government force that can control your whole internet content,
that's
flow,
for decentralization.
I think that shit gonna come to a head in Iran by the end of the year.
Oh yeah.
Like I think by the end of 23, I think because
what they said, they got rid of the morality police.
Mm-hmm. I mean
they released one of the latest.
Well, other world governments are like now stepping in to say, hey dog,
you know what you're doing.
This is I wasn't gonna say nothing, but I can't be friends with you if you still doing
right, you
that
still
shit.
Causing up a ruckus, man.
And, bro, I stuck with you when America cut you off. So,
still kicking up dust, man.
Like, bro, chill.
Yeah.
Like, chill. And it's just other countries saying, like, chill.
We trying to give you a break, but you just keep doing shit.
And it was just like, hey, bro, you might gotta let that shit go, bro. But I don't know. I guess the consistency of the people who are social justice warriors that I do follow is a consistency as it. It wasn't like Brittany Griner where it was hot 1 minute.
And we ain't heard nothing.
Then you didn't hear nothing. Then it came back. And
hey,
then,
but you see, they said they finna get her
back in the league.
On their court. Recoup some of that money. We need some people to come show up.
Nah, hopefully them games, people show up and show out. I mean, you know, it's regardless of that, you know, it was already a different thing. But, you know, they asked her what she gonna play, and she was just like, shout at this point, it ain't that you have to, but at this point, it's like,
it is.
Yeah.
You better motherfucking dribble this ball.
Right, you want that book deal, don't you?
I was gonna say, you know Nike will bust out of, you can be the new Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Your ass will be gone.
Cap or brick. Brit.
Your ass will be gone.
Cap or brick.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in Colin Kaepernick, have him kneel in front of Britney, and then bring out the studs.
So what matriarchy shit is you talking about?
Bring out the studs from that video.
Oh my God.
That was marching in place.
This man, I'm finna have Nick Kaepernick kneel for Britney Griner while she's holding up her hands like some messiah.
Right, with all these.
With a harem behind her.
Right.
I mean, what they.
Listen, marching for.
In place. Marching in place.
Right, to make this shit look cool. Y'all up here airwalking in place.
And then you got to bring the one that played Brittany Griner, too. She was taller than the other ones.
All with dermal piercings.
Oh.
I mean, you got to go in, bro.
It was that all of them had dermal piercings.
That's why I stand up. Internet be bad. Like, I'll wake up in the morning, I want to, like, do some yoga, right? And I got a yoga room, and the yoga room has a different Chromecast that's connected to a different network because I use an extender in other parts of the house. Yeah. Like, well, we are not using an extender. So it's not the same internet code as the last one.
Yeah, you're using a repeater.
The router.
The actual router.
Repeater.
Yep. But I need to put my phone on the same network in order for the Chromecast to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro. As soon as you
I almost have to reset the phone when I walk into the room in order to make it connect with a Chromecast because it just won't sync up with the Chromecast. It just won't detect it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right on the same network and it's like, okay, so why don't you detect it? I used to unplug the internet, go through this whole process, so I realized that it's the phone.
It's not the phone because what I was going back to originally, it's the Mogi EMC and ConnexCon Connect. Those are the two people. This was June 2022, last year. But those are the people that are trying to bring fiber optic. It's the energy company because the lines are already... What I learned a long time ago in Atlanta, like they brought fiber. Google brought fiber and all stuff like that to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The fiber's been there because at the MARTA stations, all of them since 1980 have had a partnership with AT&T.
Mm.
AT&T ran the fiber lines through the whole MARTA network. That's how MARTA's able to be integrated. Even though they had dial-up, even though the majority of that shit, even at the headquarters of MARTA at Lindbergh, right across the street was AT&T's headquarters because they used
to build, I remember that.
They used to build all of their stuff together. And they were like, The stuff for the fiber octave has already been there. It's just a matter of how do you tap into it, like you said.
Yeah, you got to plug it up and use them. Yeah.
And they've the shit has just, like, just been there, like, because that's how the internet just
transformed. Well, it was in Atlanta, but it wasn't here. They don't have it here.
From Atlanta all the way down to fucking Florida, all across these grids, they work on fiber octave. That's the only thing that's able to send a signal further and fast enough. Fiber octave has been here since the 1980s. That's what the internet was founded on.
Mm.
It was just when we came in, we had what was known as dial-up lines, and then we had T1, T2, T3 lines.
I remember those.
You remember those, downloading those off of Kaza and LimeWire and shit like that?
Yeah.
So you had DSL lines and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's just how we access it.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw, like, how email works, like, how we can throw that we can send an email, even when we had dial-up, we can send an email from here all the way over to the other side of the world because they already... The shit was
They had wireless connect before.
It's not the wireless. The fiber octave is already mapped all around. The networks, they're just not able to tap in for civilians to access it for whatever reason. It's always been there. That's how the internet has always worked. They've always had fiber octave.
That's not true. It wasn't everywhere. Wasn't everywhere.
I'm telling you.
They weren't sending it through light. That's what fiber optic
I know.
Is. It's through light. They didn't use light all the time.
Yeah.
Bro, it didn't start that way.
I'm telling you. I'm going to type in a phrase.
I mean, you're not wrong in what you're saying about the application, but it wasn't everywhere, and it's not here.
Here, yeah.
No, what I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm quite sure it goes straight to Florida. What I'm saying is the access to it here, it would enable certain things to work, but on the small scale in which it touches the personal.
Civilian. That's what I'm saying. Civilian application.
We don't have it.
No,
we don't have it. The energy company is going to bring it, but fiber optic.
Get it. I understand what you're talking about.
If you look up internet backbone.
I know what you're talking about.
Like I said.
I know.
That shit has always been there. We just have not been able to tap into it. It works in Atlanta. It don't work.
They want to get away from that. They want to go to satellite, bro.
But they did say, they said when it comes to fiber, they said Georgia has 7% of its state in the grid of fiber. They said fiber is 17%.
If it's 17%
of the grid. They said 97% of the grid is DSL, but 17% is fiber. I feel like Metro is always going to be on the board for Metro, but we rule, bro. Like, it wouldn't, like, no one.
Don't have it. Most people got.
Someone decided satellite. To save money. Like, you ain't going past Macon. Macon, it's just like, once you leave
Macon. They used to be the Metro spot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had the Greyhound there. That was the next hub you had outside of Atlanta. Then Savannah. Then, you know.
Columbus.
Everywhere else. Yeah. Whatever. If you even count Columbus like that.
All right, let's do our favorite things of 2022. A couple things you're looking forward to in 2023.
Make a list.
I'm just going to go from how I wrote it down. On FX, I started with. I just wrote however many it was. I didn't do like a top five, top 10 or nothing. Mm-hmm. I just wrote whichever ones they were. So on FX, it was really just Atlanta and What We Do in the Shadows. For HBO Max, I got Peacemaker, House of the Dragon, Pennyworth, Baby God, as far as documentaries go, Kimmy, and The Way Down. But I think that came out last year. But I feel like they had a few episodes that came out this year with documentaries and whatnot. The Miss Cleo one was pretty good. I can't put it on the list, but I got to give it an honorable mention.
I feel you.
It's worth seeing. On Hulu, I got Reboot, Dark Side of Comedy.
I started Reboot last night, actually.
Dropout, Res Dogs, Prey, and Deep Water. On Netflix, I got Apollo, 10 and a half, Wednesday, Glass Onion, Sandman, Killer Sally, and Orgasm Inc. On Prime, I got The Boys, and of course, Diabolical, the animated one, Night Sky, Terminal List. Oh, Goodnight Opie. That's
what
Goodnight Opie. It's about the Opportunity Rover. Yeah. Then I got for Disney Plus, Andor, She-Hulk, Obi-Wan, The Guardians Holiday Special, Moon Knight, Werewolf by Night, Light and Magic, and Tales of the Jedi. The movies in movie theaters that I went and saw that I feel like deserve some shine, Woman King, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Nope. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent of Nicolas Cage.
Hey.
The Northman, which everybody keeps saying was a flop or a bomb, and I don't understand how.
That was my shit.
Strange and 3,000 Years of Longing. Games, of course, Elden Ring, Stray, TMNT, both of them. God of War, Inscription, Callisto Protocol, Cult of the Lamb, which is getting some content in 2023. We getting some DLC shit.
I'm ready.
Horizon Forbidden West and Gotham Knights. Anime for me, Bastard, Shaman King, Uncle from Another World, Gudetama. What's this one? Chainsaw Man, Housing Complex C, and Tatami Time Machine Blues. Kavinsky. Oh, my albums. Kavinsky, Reborn, and Coheed and Cambria, Axis 2, The Window of the Waking Mind. So that's my list of 2022.
All right, guys. Well, the New Year's upon us. The year is over.
It is indeed.
All right. I've been waiting all year. I'm talking about all year to do this with this song with these ninjas. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to My Favorite Things. Music is by Andre Benjamin on behalf of Outkast. Love below. Check that out. All right, I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it again. And I just want to give you my favorite things of the year, all right? So, with that being said, let's do it. Of all these things, like, from the whole year that I was, like, more or less, like, you know, these are some things that are my favorites. But at no point could I put things in, like, a this is one, this is a five, you know, like, in order, like, my top five. So these are no top fives, top threes, top tens. I just selected a number of things that I like in the category because these are my favorite things. I don't want to just do my favorite thing. I don't want to limit myself, you know, as Rick Ross said, 16 ain't enough. So... all right, got a list for y'all. How we can do this? Well, here you go. Favorite moves of 22. I do got five. I got five of my favorite moves of 2022. All right. I got The Northman, The Woman King, Prey, X, and Black Panther 2. So what say y'all?
I got them by streaming services.
You got by streaming services?
Yeah.
That's how I did it last year. I broke them down. But shit, go ahead and shoot. What you got?
All right. So for Hulu, I got Woke season 2.
Oh, you doing series? Okay. Just.
Yeah, because they all bunched up in there.
Bunched up. Okay, okay, okay.
Only Murders in the Building. The Bear, Atlanta, Abbott Elementary, Reservation Dogs. The Old Man is honorable mention in there, too.
Say Hulu?
Yeah, FX had a stranglehold on me. HBO Max, The Minx, Showtime, mad they're not bringing The Minx back. DMZ, Southside, Sex Lives of College Girls, and Hacks.
Okay.
Netflix, I didn't make a list because a lot of the stuff that I was watching was older stuff, like Walking Dead and Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and shit like that. But Netflix had some bangers this year. Sure, I just can't even remember off the top of my head.
Nope. Hey, nope.
For movies, I'm going to do no particular order. Hustle, the Adam Sandler movie on Netflix. Amsterdam. Shit, that was good. Gray Man.
Gray Man, okay.
Throw Gray Man in there. Man from Toronto.
Okay.
Man from Toronto.
Okay, because Black Phone was good also. But I was trying to think of the ones I watched like multiple times this year.
See, to me, it'll be like initial because I have to go back and rewatch them. Every movie I name, I only watched once.
Ditto.
So it's like I remember off the first reaction. It's the same thing with series. I watch it all the way through, and it affected. Well, since you did bring up some series, I wanted to highlight five series, man. These are my favorite non-Marvel TV shows of 2022. Emily in Paris, Snowfall Season 5, The Terminal List, Abbott Elementary, Euphoria Season 2.
I forgot about Euphoria Season 2. That was 2022?
22, yeah. All of those came out. Because Euphoria came out at the top of the year.
That would have been on my HBO.
And that, like, Euphoria season two was like, it was like, I remember texting you through every episode, me and him.
Yeah, bro.
That's I ain't even, like, bro, I'm up here watching football. I done took a nap. I done did all this shit. Now Euphoria, and he watching it on time. I ain't getting into it till midnight because I'm on the game. So I'm looking at these texts like, ah, what is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was always a good time, you know, just kind of interacting, you know, watching Euphoria. That's honestly what made the show better, was texting about it while, and not knowing what the fuck he talking about when he texting me TT, dog, TT, and I'm like, all right, man, I don't know what the fuck you talking about, but
you're
going to find out. But yeah, because I was new to Abbott Elementary. That was something that I was extremely new to. The Terminal List was like Amazon, like, just dropped a hammer in the middle of the summer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
The Terminal List just like, that shit was fire. Snowfall season five, because Snowfall is coming to an end this February. It's coming back on for the finale.
You know, I shitted on that season.
But season five of Snowfall, I still enjoyed Snowfall.
I like the ending of it.
Shows I saw, but, like, Snowfall, it was like, I like the overall story, so I'm not judging it just based off of season five. I'm just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but overall, it's just like, you know, fuck with Snowfall. Emily Paris, that's just fucking guilty pleasure, like, just drama.
It's a life.
Nah, just melodrama, fucking, you know, shit. But entertaining. Yeah, those are my five of my, you know, favorite shows for the year. For the... for 2022.
Because you're saying not Marvel, and there was so much Marvel stuff I got to think.
No, this is your list, bro. Yeah. Throw some Marvel if you want to. Because I got a separate Marvel list, but...
Andor's on there.
It's short as hell.
Yeah, but see, that's Disney+. Plus. That's not necessarily Marvel. That's Star Wars. That's not Marvel at all.
See, if I did...
That's why I meant to have a list broken down.
I meant to consult and to find out, like...
Because I started working on it. I just didn't finish it, because I wanted to do them for, like, all the streaming services. Because I want, like, Disney+ Plus shit... Amazon shit.
Yeah.
Then I got Hulu. Then I got that. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even think about fucking movies. I was thinking about fucking shows. So I had to Google. Then what the fuck came out this year?
Yeah. Right, because they still kind of run together a little bit.
That's what, honestly, I wanted to be like, if I got to Google it, then it didn't leave no big enough impression on me.
I forgot about Gray Man.
And I enjoy Gray Man. I ain't forget about it. I just, you know, if I would have did 10, because it was a lot of shit that, you know, I guess if I would have did series, I would have considered. But if I got them picking for everything, putting it together, and that's just how I thought. But, nah, man, it's y'all list, you know.
Yeah, shit. What you got? And just random, one of my favorite series is not even from this year. How'd Your Man Know Ipo, man? Like,
right. I mean, you got introduced to it, so, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's always something, because if you get introduced to something like late, then it's gonna stick with you, because I did that. I was like, my favorite song from 2001 that I discovered in 2002 was like "Kiss Me More" by Doja Cat. I was like, damn, I see why this shit won the Grammy. This is the song. Once you put it on, it's just like, damn, this shit got
everybody
a nice.
Everybody was singing that shit at damn anime convention and shit.
That shit was every. Once I see it, was like, damn, it's kind of like that car. Once you start driving, you see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It just became that thing. But it was that song. If it ever popped on, I'd never skip it. It's like, yeah, I let it ride. I'm in the mood. You know, fuck it. That's a hell of a fire list. Now, honestly, a lot of that on that list, I was fortunate enough to like actually check out and see this year. I was thinking of where I really wanted to start with this list, but I feel like I'm going to do the most Starman thing I can. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and go for it. All right. So I watched a lot of anime this season. I'm going to give y'all my top 10 anime of the fall season. All right. Real brief, my number 10 for the fall anime season was Mob Psycho 100 season 3. The first two seasons pretty good. This one, it's an excellent series in its own right. But, you know, I wasn't as invested. So it just kind of was on. It wasn't one I was really looking forward to. But it was still good. Romantic Killer is number 9. Number 9 is Romantic Killer. It's an anime that came on Netflix. It's a rom-com. A little bit of rom, a lot of calm. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah, Romantic Killer is more funny than it is romantic.
Yeah. But it's pretty fucking funny. I didn't expect that. All right. Number 8. I can't really include this other season because it hasn't finished. It was going to be, if it was to be included, originally it was going to be Eminence in Shadow. Now, I would say if I'm taking them off the list.
Well, Uncle from Another World isn't done either, but I included it.
Yeah, I didn't include that on my list because it isn't done. Honestly, I'm going to put it like this. My number 10, because things got shuffled around a little bit, Raven of the Inner Palace is my honorable mention, but it's my true number 10, as well as number 9 would be Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out Season 2. That's only because Eminence of Shadow isn't done, and it won't be done until, like, over, like, spring. Like, that shit goes through winter. It's going to be long. So I was like, damn, I didn't expect that. My number 7 is Gundam Witch. Gundam the Witch from Mercury. It's a really dope series. The school setting works. Main characters are girls. It's a very diverse cast. Like, it's big people, it's skinny people, it's black people, non-black people. It's like, I really dig that series, man. Number 6. Number 6, if I'm including, you know, anything else, I'm giving you Bocchi the Rock. Honestly, I gave it number 5 on my list when I take out some, you know, couple other shows that are still ongoing. But Bocchi the Rock was a great musical gem, anime gem. It spawned a whole lot of memes. A lot of people really appreciate it. Number 5 was My Hero. Honestly, the last season of My Hero just had a lot of big developments. I took some time off from the show just to kind of like just let it build up. And then the fandom became really toxic at one point. Well, I just got tired of niggas talking about that shit.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I just can't.
And I fell back from it.
I watch My Hero, but I don't. I can't attach myself to the show. I watch it, but it's like...
Yeah, but then when I start watching, I'm like, yo, this shit is so fucking good. I can't believe I waited this long, but it was worth the fucking wait. My number 4 is Spy Family.
I was going to put Spy Family on mine, but I knew you were going to say it also, so I was like, I'm not going to put it.
Spy Family is for this fall, like the second curve of the series, it was really good. My number three favorite anime of the season is Chainsaw Man. It is exactly what people said it was. It's violent, awesome, and impactful. The CGI was just the right touch. MAPPA pretty much is doing everything Netflix thinks they're doing with the CGI. Chainsaw Man did it right. But that's just my number 3. My number 2 is Bleach, because Bleach came back after all these years and filler.
I gotta co-sign to that. Yeah, we getting straight to the fucking point.
Straight to the action. We're going back to Ichigo's backstory. Yeah. We're talking about his mom. We're
bringing
talking
in
about
the Quincy's, and we finna get to the fucking shit. So I gotta give them that too.
Yeah, they packed it all in. Yeah. And every episode from episode 1 all the way up until at least episode 8 was one long fight. And it's like, every episode was gruesome. People
with
died.
A new motherfucker that you like, okay, I really like this guy. I shouldn't like him, but I like him. Bruh, I need to see him fight.
Then when I seen the finale, that shit just blew my mind. I said, yeah.
And you got to see more of Kenpachi, bruh.
Kenpachi, you get to see his backstory.
Yes, finally, after what we had wanted for so long. Like, why he got this eye patch that eats his soul energy? Like, what's up with that? Why is he suppressing his soul energy? And why is his sword broken?
Air for like over 5, mm-hmm. maybe 7 years. It's been off the air for a while, so it comes back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
But even with all that said, my number one favorite anime of the entire season wasn't Bleach. That was my number 2. My number one favorite anime of the season was Akiba Maid War. Akiba Maid War, these Yakuza maids that kill each other over this turf war in Akihabara.
And they dress like maids and whoop each other.
They're maids,
ass.
They kill each other. Sometimes they box, sometimes they gamble, sometimes they...
But it's going down.
They assassinate, sometimes they're just straight on, like, Bucky in the head. It was so many twists, so many turns. It was original.
It puts me in the mind of noir in the sense of, like, this whole underground thing that's female-led. It puts me in that kind of mind state.
Dark. It's just these maids. It's like, look, we're going to take over this section of town, and this is gang turf war. We're going to absorb all the maid cafes to be one giant conglomerate. Mm-hmm. And,
but we a gang, though, so it's
we
like,
a gang.
Ride with us.
We gang. You get down and get laid down, and if you give any kind of doubt, like, these mates would get shot in the head, like, killed. I was like, yo, this shit is surprisingly
full devotion.
Dark.
Like, you are with the shits or you're dead.
Each episode was either super, like, action, adrenaline pumping, like, crazy. It was like, if Quentin Tarantino did an anime, this would be it. And I'm not saying that by any long shot. It's a Quentin Tarantino, because it's a Western.
Because you know what? If he did, I think that if he picked an anime that he would randomly want to turn into a movie, that would probably be the one. That would be the one.
It's called Akiba Maid War. It's on High Dive. Akiba Maid War is... These maids, they're in a turf war over...
That's really some Kill Bill type shit.
And one gets killed on the first episode, and so much fallout spills out from this one maid getting killed to...
Imagine Quentin Tarantino making a kung fu movie with maid girls that shoot guns bad as fuck.
And they fight too. They fight. They throw grenades. Yeah. Like they shoot each other. They play baseball.
Kill Bill with maids. Yeah.
They box each other.
Yeah, Kill Bill with maids.
The boxing episode is really what
that's gonna sell you.
The boxing episode. They did a whole. They paid homage to Hajime no Ippo. They did a whole Ippo episode, and it was immaculate because they do. You know how Ippo they'll stop and do the hand drawn animation for the last punch. They do that in the show. Just kind of doing a callback to Ippo.
That was a callback to Mighty Joe, which Mighty is another boxing anime before then.
Yeah, that was
another one.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you need to see some shit called Shoot Fighter Tekken. You need to see, like...
See, I saw something that said Tekken, and then it wasn't the Tekken fighters, and then I was confused.
No, Shoot Fighter Tekken, because shoot fighting is a particular kind of fighting. It's like a mix between grapple and street fighting. And there's this guy, his dad used to be a professional boxer. And the guy that was his rival in boxing did this forbidden move and took his dad's eye. No. He did the forbidden move on the other dude and took that guy's eye. So he had this resentment towards his dad this whole time. And he got super famous in the wrestling world. And then his dad became like, he was like, yo, I'm leaving and I'm going to train and I'm going to train you up, son. Don't ever use your techniques outside of training. Don't ever let nobody see it and all that shit. Because he knew that guy was going to come for him again. And ultimately, the dude, he's like, yeah, I don't want to fight your dad. I want to fight you because I know he trained you. I want to see what you about. But he wants to break the dude's son to push him over the edge. And the dude's son, he's like on some real-time shit. Like, he's all about fighting. He likes to learn techniques.
Yeah.
He's going to go out there and fight motherfuckers who's better than him.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah. It's this one scene that showed... I don't know how to link to the thing, but it's this one scene that it shows him doing this underwater training. And he's doing like striking shits on a punching bag underwater in a pool. And he's got the breathing mask on to build up his O2 capacity and all that kind of shit. Like it goes into the micro sciences of fighting and all that kind of shit.
I like that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's real good. And he fights this guy who... He does like this weird ass jujitsu, but he's like spider based. And his stance is he stands there like this. But the way he grabs you and the way that they go into detail about everybody's techniques and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. I'm going to give you guys my 2022 wrap up list.
Mm-hmm.
So for Hulu. Again, I'm gonna give you Woke Season 2, Only Murders in the Building, The Bear, Atlanta, Abbott Elementary, of course, Reservation Dogs, the Mike Tyson Hulu series. It's fucking great. Like, fucking really great. The Pam Anderson series, Pam and Tommy series on Hulu.
That was good. That really was
fucking
good.
Great.
Yeah.
And Letterkenny. Letterkenny always drops for the holiday.
True enough.
So Letterkenny is back out for HBO Max. I'm giving you Minx, Winning Time, DMZ, Southside, Sex Lives of College Girls, Hacks, Rap Shit, White Lotus, The Righteous Gemstones, and
Joan. White Lotus. I mean, anything with my girl in it, I'm going to watch that. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
The Righteous Gemstones, fucking hilarious. We Own This City, John Berthal, people from The Wire.
Okay.
Showtime, Deuces and Mero, rest in peace to that show.
Damn.
American Gigolo, another John Berthal fucking, that is a show.
Mm.
American Gigolo, not enough niggas talking about that shit, so I hope that shit get renewed. I don't know what it is about Showtime, but that's where great shows go to die.
And it used to be the opposite.
Yeah.
It used to be the opposite.
That is where great shows go to die now, because nobody knows about the great shows they got on that motherfucker, including the Jim Carrey shows I told y'all about a couple years ago. Super pumped about, what's the guy's name? The guy from 30, Third Rock from Sun. The young guy.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the CEO of Uber. That is a great fucking show. Netflix, going to go international with this one. I need you niggas to see RRR.
Oh, hell yeah. I seen that.
I need you to see how terribly great that movie is.
It ain't no terribly great. That's one of them Bollywood movies where this motherfucker, like,
does everything. Rock
kicks a tiger and all that kind of shit. It's one of them movies.
Yeah, bro.
Yes.
That shit fun as fuck.
Yes.
Glass Onion.
Amazing.
We have a moment to talk about Glass Onion.
Amazing. Absolutely. We'll come back to that when Glass Onion is on there. Gray Man, The Adam Project.
Yeah.
Man from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
The Playlist.
Man from Toronto was fire. People hating on Kevin Hart, and I'm like, bro, that shit was good.
What is the other Kevin Hart movie that he came out with? What's the Snipes?
True Story.
True Story.
Bro, that came out last year.
That
shit good as fuck. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 2021.
No. That still deserves a mention in 2022.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, go watch that. If you missed that in 2021.
Because the acting and that shit was impeccable, bro.
Go watch True Story. Kevin Hart was the Snipes.
Kevin Hart being dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, full-on dramatic primary, and then the comedy is secondary.
You can discover shit this year that is from the previous year. That's how it was with me.
Okay, well, that's the case. I got a whole other list.
I mean, sometimes, like with music, bro, like, you know, it's some songs from last year, and I'm like, you know, albums from last year that I
just... Andre 3000.
And I was just like...
Verse of the year. It's still relevant with this shit. Nigga, that shit was so hard.
Jay-Z verse for at least 2 days straight. I'm like, bro, no one else released a verse that niggas had to talk about.
Andre 3000 did.
You know what I'm saying?
He said last year.
The only one, yeah.
He says a whole year ago.
Hov did. Nah, man, because niggas need to, motherfuckers need to understand that they gods on the inside. So when a man comes out, you know.
Seen the DNA, like, Billy Carson's?
I'm just saying, bro, you come out, when the motherfucker come out and say God did, but I am God, I'm Hov. And I just think, you know, it's an entendre there. But regardless, bro, I feel like that's some fly shit. Dope verse, dope music. Anyway, they ain't got shit to do with shit.
But Glass fucking Onion.
Kiss me
with her bald head.
She
got a bald head.
Okay, what she got?
I bet you don't. He palmed that thing like a little basketball, huh?
I plead the fifth.
Kareem. Right, when you grab it, you make sure you smack it with your palm, too. Just...
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Now, kiss me more, baby. No. Me and Macchio.
I got enough hair for both of you.
One of my favorite moments, for real, was like, you know, around with Macchio to South Carolina. We got that one of her songs came up on this random playlist, and I was like, yeah, I know the words to this shit.
He's like, I do too.
Just like, nah, this nigga looked at me like, damn, that was rather impressive. Like, yeah.
Right, like, okay.
Like, nah, bro.
You got it.
Nah, I've been trying to do some karaoke. Like, that's really what I'm not saying. I want to go and do Doja Cat karaoke.
Nah, bro.
We want to go and do some karaoke.
Nah, let's do it.
Like,
let's do it, nigga. Cause my wife been trying to go. She went to a spot that had it, and she was like, "Damn, they got karaoke."
2023, bro. Got to go to karaoke.
I told you, I'm doing. I'm a man of constant sorrow.
Like, you gonna sing that Hajimeno Ippo theme ending song?
Damn, I forgot how it goes. I mean,
if you ain't gonna sing the rolling go one, I don't wanna hear that shit.
Oh, I am a man.
Yeah, I know.
Man, in sorrow.
Yeah, I know.
I seen trouble in my day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm going up.
Nah, bro, just get me drunk enough. I'll get up there and sing Kiss by Prince. Like, some nigga gonna wanna fight me when I perform that song.
Oh, yeah, bro. We feeding this nigga shots. We getting it. Hey, 2023.
I'm trying to get no panties out of, you know. I'm gonna get on here seeing Prince. You can sing Prince. I feel like you got. Prince, but you know. But you're going to need...
Hell no, you don't. That's why you got to teeter that line carefully.
I'm going to Maxwell. Prince, we getting disrespectful.
Nigga feel like he Prince. Nah, bro, because you can just be trying to... Prince's whole essence was disrespectful to niggas, bro. Like...
Had his ass out on your bitch.
Like, Prince was...
Right.
Prince just being there was disrespectful, bro. Like...
Come.
Niggas' egos hurt.
And his voice deeper than yours.
But every song, you be like, bro, ain't no way.
Right, you.
That his voice
he's singing in every song, you like, ain't no way this motherfucker talking like that, dog. How did
bring
you
yourself
that?
Blouses.
Like, bro, I told you not to come to my party with that bullshit, dog. You up here stroking my bitch on the face and stuff. I'm just saying.
Glass onion, bro. We got to talk about glass onion before I dip up out of
this. This shit was right. Fire.
Let's get to it. This is a dope-ass list of movies. I've seen a lot of movies on this motherfucking list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hustle. Yes, definitely.
Damn, I have seen a lot of movies on this fucking list. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Nope goes on there. Woman don't go on there, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But The Menu, like, of course, Black Panther. But this is shit that you don't even... Weird Al. What is Tar, that was good.
Hold on, this is on Weird Al Yankovic. That's on Tubi or Hulu channel? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tar was good, about the conductor. That shit was good. Top Gun.
I hadn't seen Top Gun Warner.
Last Onion. That's number 5 on Yahoo's top 20 movies of the year. Let's finish this list off. Fableman's never heard of it. The Woman King.
Woman King, which was on my list for sure. I put that shit first. The Banshees of Inisherin or whatever.
That's another movie.
That shit is Colin Farrell, so I had to put it.
Everywhere, all at once.
I started watching that one. I hadn't finished it yet.
I saw it in the theaters. That shit.
Yes. Fire.
Amsterdam not on here? I've been wanting to see that too.
That's got honorable mentions.
These are the worst.
Oh, the worst. Deepwater, no! How is that one of the worst, bro? Deepwater. They keep hating on Ben Affleck, bro. Y'all hate. They keep hating on Ben Affleck,
bro. Deepwater fucking good, bro. Nah. Deepwater came out this year? Yes. Damn sure came in the beginning of this year? Nah, bro. Deepwater was good as fuck. Yes, y'all tripping, bro. I ain't never seen Moonfall. And y'all
Moonfall was all right.
Morbius.
I told y'all I was going to like that movie. I knew I was going to like it, bro.
Doctor Strange didn't even make this list. Damn.
I say nowhere. It made my list, but it didn't make nobody else's.
Amsterdam is another one that's on HBO Max.
Should've made this list.
But it was... It came out in theaters.
It came out in theaters. Yeah, 2022. It was dope. We can name it. Between us, we can name at least 20 great movies that came out this year.
Definitely. I tried not to put too many of the ones that came out within the last month or so. So that's the only reason I didn't put that.
The Running Batman, Barbarian, The Northman.
Which was good, and everybody was trying to hate on Barbarian, too.
Smile was
all right.
I love Smile because it follows.
It could have been better. It could have been scarier.
It follows. It could have been the demons.
Yeah, true. They did.
Fucking demon.
They did, but it could have been scarier, and they relied more on the jump and like. Well, then how they gonna look on this one? Like when old girl dropped her neck and when she was in the car, they relied on that kind
of
shit.
Bro, I was in the theaters. The experience of watching that shit around a dozen people freaking the fuck out, that was a good experience. I think that's really what sold Smile to me.
I guess I'll give you that.
No, because I talked to Mikey and he feel like you. Mikey was like, nah, I wasn't feeling that. It was just It Follows with extra steps. And I was just like, well, yeah, but damn. But
if you were there, it kind of hit you. The emotions were there in the theater.
The Batman
was great.
Fresh was good. Fresh is a good movie that you absolutely need to check out. Fresh.
It's Bucky, dog.
It's Bucky.
Gotta respect Bucky.
Cut women up and eat them. I ain't never heard of Nanny. Never seen it. Mm-mm. But, you know, who knows? Fire of Love. Never seen it. I want to watch that documentary about that volcano I told y'all about.
I seen that too on Netflix.
I didn't watch Hustle. You seen Hustle?
Hell yeah.
It's good.
Adam Sandler, I watch anything when he's in it.
Okay.
That's a true story.
Unbreakable Way to Master Talent is wild. Is wild.
Yeah, because it's Nicolas Cage being Nicolas Cage in the movie.
That shit, wild. Avatar Way of the Water, definitely worth it.
That's my whole thing. People don't respect him. They keep on acting like this motherfucker's...
No, when you posted the Nicolas Cage, the CGI, the Superman, bro, that shit was... Bro, I wasn't laughing at you, but that Nick Cage shit was... Bro, that CGI Nick Cage just had me tripping.
It's the CGI, man. Like
looking like shit, Trevor Lawrence.
Right. Bro,
it's the CGI. It don't look right. I don't like that.
He look like Trevor Lawrence.
It's the idea of... No,
I'm talking about the Nicolas Cage CGI. He look like Trevor Lawrence.
Bro, I can't even imagine.
The idea of they're making a CG version of that movie. Of the Superman movie that was supposed to come. But nobody watched the documentary. I told y'all years back when it came out, watch the documentary. Watch it so you'll know what the movie was supposed to be. Tim Burton wrote a draft of the script for that movie. Tim Burton. Mm-hmm. So it's not no fuck ass movie. Like, the movie was gonna be good.
Yeah, I saw the doc.
Kevin Smith, we didn't talk about it. Kevin Smith did a version of it. We ain't gonna talk about it now.
Yeah,
Kevin Smith did a version of it. Like, that movie passed through so many hands, and what they wanted to do with the movie, and then the guy who was the head of Warner Brothers at the time was like, I don't want Superman to have a cape. I don't want Superman to fly. So how the fuck you gonna make a Superman movie if he don't fly and he don't have a cape?
They didn't want Nick Cage.
And they didn't want him, and then when they got him, the motherfucker was on board, and then they showed you, like, what was gonna happen and how they were... That was gonna be a good-ass movie. I'm sorry. That was going to be a good movie, though.
I don't doubt it.
No, it was all the details that they were going to have in the movie that was going to make it so good.
To me, it was... When I saw that, it just... The biggest picture that got painted to me was, like, we don't want Nick Cage Superman, bro. I'm going to do just enough.
You keep leaning on that, bro. Exactly. Everybody keeps leaning on
bro,
this.
It just kept passing. Because everybody was just like, bro, are they really going to let us do this? Because if they're going to let us do this, let's do it. And it's like, yeah, they're going to let us do it. And then everybody
kept
convinced like they were going to do it. And then it get passed, and it got passed, and it got passed. And they just kept passing around like deep on the inside. Niggas was just like, bro, we ain't making this movie, man.
I felt like that would have been better. I didn't like the Henry Cavill Superman movie.
But see, the thing is, you got to see it. You got to see the documentary to know what the backstory of that movie was going to be. Because that was going to be a good movie. They were doing shit in that movie that hasn't been done in a Superman movie yet. To date. Brainiac has not been brought into any Superman movie yet. And he's one of his biggest adversaries. He's on the Flash show. He's on Supergirl. But he ain't never been in no Superman movie. This man collected the last city of Krypton and shrunk that bitch down. And had it on his ship as like a talking piece. Like, hey, man, y'all heard about them Kryptonians, right? Hey, I got something shrunk right here on my ship. You know what I'm saying? Because I go around the universe and collect
trinkets.
Yeah, of shit that's no longer going to be. That's the whole reason why he wanted to even collect Superman. He was the last Kryptonian. He was like, yo, I got to get you. You ain't nobody else out here in the universe but you. I got to get you.
If it came down to Netflix, man, for Netflix, I definitely got Wednesday. I got Sandman.
Yeah, Sandman should have been on there too, but
let me see.
It definitely should have been on there. I just put something else in.
They gonna hate me for saying it, but I got Dahmer on there if I'm talking Netflix.
I mean, Dahmer was good.
I definitely got Cyberpunk Edge Runners. Like,
just for the fact that it brought the popularity of the game back, man.
Like,
on that strength alone.
Ozark.
That was...
Yeah.
And I say to round it off, because that's four of them. If I had to pick a fifth...
A lot of good stuff.
Stranger Things.
What was my... do I want to get Stranger Things my fifth one? I guess I can. Give it my fifth one. Yeah, fuck it. It's there. Stranger Things.
Hell no, because it ain't done.
It ain't done, but I mean, they put out a season. And I mean, this season...
Oh, Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai was this year, too.
It was this year, too. Yep.
Cobra Kai, yeah. I throw Cobra Kai in there.
Man. That's just like when I think of Netflix this year. That's what stands out the most to me, like the most memorable. I can't believe they got me to watch Resident Evil, but you did it. Honorable mention would be Human Resources and BitMouth, the latest season of BitMouth. And
those
two. Those would be my honorable mentions.
I put those shows in like easy watch kind of category.
I mean, I put them on Netflix. It's just like, I know that ain't for everybody, but them two, I got to mention because those shows I enjoy like just like comedies. Because it's hard for me to find comedies that I really laugh at.
Yeah, like
that's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because it's just like. Like, South Park could do that shit for me. Yeah. And it's just like, everybody don't make the type of South Park, like, humor. You know, I went back and watched Butter's Bottom Bitch the other day.
Yeah.
Just for no reason. I'm supposed to be looking for, like, cartoon, you know, Christmas shit to look for. And I was like, you know what? I'm finna watch Pippa. Hey, you wanna make some money, bitch?
You wanna make some money?
Wanna get some kisses? Like, episode's hilarious. Like, you know, he was a pimp. Like, you know.
Bitch, wanna get some
Know what I'm saying? Just kept, if you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, that episode was hilarious. Then I seen the, when Stan's dad is, you know, calling the Food Network sex hotline. So, yeah.
Because he can't cook anymore.
Yeah, you gotta glaze that. Yeah, you gotta glaze that pan.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta scrape it all in there. It's like, oh, well, y'all sick, boy.
Scrape it and reduce it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, with a hard spoon. Yeah, get it with that hard
spoon. Yeah, yeah. Scrape it with the hard wooden spoon. What that, the cream freeze episode?
Bruh, I was like flat out, bruh. Like, I couldn't breathe, bruh. That shit was just had me floored. But it's like very rare I can find, because I can find stuff to like make me, you know, feel something or go ah, ooh, or cheer for me, you know, even like shed a tear for. But finding something to just really floor me laughing, that shit get harder the older I get.
Yeah.
Like, my taste, what, because, like, it's not much that I can watch from back in the day now, and it's still funny. It's still stuff that's still funny, or stuff I know is supposed to be funny, but the joke don't hit the same no more. And I'm like, well, I know it's supposed to be funny, so I kind of chuckle at it, but it's not like that. Gets me every time.
I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
I have to agree with that.
If I get something that make me laugh, and every time I can come back to it, it's like, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
damn, that's funny.
Right,
you know it's coming and it just make you laugh.
Yeah,
like I love having a favorite part in the movie. I love having a favorite part in my movie.
You can't live with your failure, nigga. Like, you talking to the to the one who's finna go home and start that movie right there.
Is it in that exact spot?
Well, to keep going, all right. I got Marvelous. Marvelous is like the easiest one. But here we go. My top three Marvel movies.
I have to wrap this.
My top three Marvel for the year. It's going to be She-Hulk, Moon Knight, Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, pretty much.
What are my top three of the Marvel?
Pretty much.
Got favorite moments, favorite concerts. Griselda, Wu-Tang and Nas, Busta Rhymes, The Weeknd, Incubus. That was a dope show. I went to a lot of, like,
man, I ain't been nowhere.
Dope concerts this year. Like, I'm faithful.
Yeah, I finally got to see Incubus this year. Like,
that was a good moment to have.
I got to see Animaniguchi this year. That was dope.
I got to see Big Boy Solo. At that 420.
Yeah, it was, we had some nice little roundups this year. We went to fucking Colorado.
That's one of my favorite memories. One of my other favorite memories.
I have not done anything.
Nah, Ocean. Shooting the movie. That's one of my favorite movies. I got a chance to shoot a movie with Ocean this summer for a whole long 12-hour day, 7-day week.
Right.
And
I did do that.
Got another one coming up in March.
I caught like COVID for a day. I don't know what the fuck that was, but it was just one day. I was sick as fuck, but guess what? I'm the sign man. I can't take no day. It was just in a situation like, bro, I got to go. And I felt like shit, but I just got through the day. I ain't complain. I was just like, bro, I'm going to just get through this motherfucking day. I was drinking Gatorade. Like, it's like I was drinking Gatorade and I couldn't piss. Mm-hmm. That's how I knew something was going. I was like, bro, I done drunk all this Gatorade. I ain't had to piss yet.
Hell no. Your body absorbing all that shit.
It's sweating. It's hot. It's the dead of summer, bro. That was a hard day, but, you know, I never traded. It was a great day. Shout out to Ocean. Shout out to you, man. You getting this newspaper rolling.
Yeah, man.
Started the IG account. I seen it.
Right. You are days away.
It's live. We started the website on Monday. Got a few things I got to work out. I got to definitely get better photos from these people. Like, they just sent me the craziest shit. Like, it's 2023 or 2022, whatever fucking year it is. Like, why do all these photos look like they're taken with flip phones?
Because they probably were.
But,
See, there was a bunch of older people up in there. They probably did.
But, got some writers.
Or had cameras and didn't know how to use the autofocus.
I don't know what it is. Like, these are just terrible pictures.
No photographers that could set the f-stop. No, none of that. So they just took what they could get.
But, we got the writers coming out. They are We got a lot of shit coming up, so.
That hoop's kicking your ass, boy. You good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I seen the moment, the exact moment, like, you hit another gear. Like, you ever just see somebody just hit another, like,
mm-hmm.
just, like, oh, that nigga in fourth gear now. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show. All right, man. So, you seen Bullet Train?
Yeah, I saw it. It was good. Wasn't great. It was, a little bit longer than I would have liked it to be, or at least it felt like it.
I felt like that too.
But the ins and outs, the weaving, the different stories, how these things flipped on the heads, the antagonists, the protagonists, even the story, I think it was really good. I think it was really good. I give it a. My gut says 7. I can understand somebody says 8.
Go
somewhere in the middle. I enjoyed it, but like I said, I just felt like it was just a little bit long, and I definitely liked the action and the killing, and like I thought Paperboy was already out, knocked out. Thought he got killed pretty early, yeah. I enjoyed it. I would have definitely enjoyed it more in the theaters to have that just, you got to focus on this thing type of setting. But it's definitely a movie that you should put in your list of action movies to watch.
Yeah.
And then it has that kind of mystery, who did it, why you doing this type of element that I'm liking, that I'm keep seeing.
Got your girl in it?
Oh, yeah.
I hate her in that movie too, bro.
What's her name? The lady from the princess and the lady that had the Munchausen syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Billy King? Billy? I forget her name. I fuck with her. She's one of my favorite new actors.
Joey King.
Yeah. She's one of my favorite new actors. I like the range and the stuff that she's been doing. And Brad Pitt was Brad Pitt, man. Like, that motherfucker's a great actor.
You're just filling in, though.
You know? This is a great
actor. That was an odd role. I didn't feel like that was a Brad Pitt role, but he made it a Brad Pitt role. It was one of them roles I was just like, bro, y'all went with Brad Pitt, but I can see somebody else in this role.
What it put me in the mind of, like, he was still on his Mr. Smith type shit.
Yeah.
Like a little bit afterwards, you know.
Yeah, he's retiring from that shit. Like he was saying, like, I'm trying to leave. I don't want to do this.
And then the guy at the end, the villain, not the Russian guy.
The White Death.
Yeah, the White Death. Oh, yeah.
Jazzy Beats in it.
Yeah. I wish they would have popped her out a little bit sooner. I definitely forgot that she's supposed to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hate how they just knocked her off like that.
Nah, they did your boy Bad Bunny nasty with that shit, bro. They picked that nigga off immediately. He didn't
even talk. As soon as he showed up.
Even talk. I don't even think I remember him saying 2 words, bro.
But I felt this rage, though, man.
You were pissed the fuck off.
Felt this rage, man.
Yeah, you right.
And they just slipped him in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that was a... I'm going to rewatch Bullet Train. I did enjoy it in the theaters. It was like, I got to the end, was like, damn, something along the way, I did too much and not enough of something, but
That's why I want to see Amsterdam, because I fuck with John David Washington.
Yeah, everybody in that movie, bro, like, that cast is like, okay, nah, you got me. I don't know, I think a lot of movies about to come back out.
Definitely, it's not what you think, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, that's even greater. Because what I think is like, I don't even have an opinion of it. Mm-hmm. I just saw literally the title, and I remember the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the full trailer. I just saw the end. They had all the names of the people in there, and then it stopped with John David Washington. I'm like, whatever that motherfucker's in, I'm watching.
I'm going to see it. Yeah.
I'm already comprising my list of my greatest shows and movies of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already comprising my list, so I know it, when we do our wrap up, I'm gonna have them for Hulu, for Prime, for goddamn Zeus,
Zeus
Stars. Yeah, I'm about to get Zeus. I didn't know that was a black-owned network.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zeus is black-owned.
Named after
a Greek god.
A Greek god.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you know, they got black fraternities. But they got black Greek fraternities. But, you know. But Zeus got all the ratchet shit on it. Krishan and Blueface Show and...
Man, bro, I get tired of, like, I don't even know why that shit be on the news, bro. I really be feeling like, man, why? Like, bro, I get tired.
We enabling that shit, man.
Like, bro, like, and that's, it's like the most toxic, like, celebrity relationship period, but it's just celebrity.
It's like Bobby and Whitney times a thousand.
They're
like,
celebrities because their relationship is so toxic, and I'm just like, why is that getting platform time? Like, why
and they're not even talented
why are these
people.
Headlines?
They're not
that's
even
the society we live in, bro.
And it's just like
women can beat men now, and that's the cool shit. That's just how that shit go. They beat the fuck out of each other, but the fact that she beats him is what makes it okay.
And he got an attempted murder fucking charge. He got a damn
and got bonded. You like bonded out of attempted murder. So it's just like, bro, y'all, what the fuck is going on over there?
Well, what they're saying is that the owner of the club is the person that tried to push for that. Because the club ended up getting shut down. The club ended up getting shut down because it happened outside of his establishment. And they were like, nah, bro, this was like some nigga shit. Like, a nigga didn't like his shirt and he started shooting at him. Like, nah, that nigga need to go to jail. Like, he's the one that's pushing for that. Like, man, that is fucking crazy. He probably gonna be doing some time too. That's in California.
Mm-hmm.
I keep on thinking this goddamn thug living the way to be.
Stupid ass gang, you gonna win no stupid ass fucking prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this avatar is gonna be as successful as the other one. It's just my hot take.
I'm feeling like visually it's gonna be on another level, and I feel like he's gonna up the ante in every fucking way possible. But I really don't think enough people give a fuck. I get that same sentiment, and I could be wrong. Like, people could silently be, no one's talking about it, and when it come out, everybody could just rush to see it. Mm-hmm. But no one's talking about it. But then again, it could mobilize, because last time it didn't mobilize a bunch of black folks. Typically, when you mobilize a bunch of black folks, that's when you know you're getting something successful. But there are a lot of films.
A bunch of spiritually aware black folk now talking about they the avatar. So
I'm going to be real with you. Black folks didn't make Stranger Things a hit. We fuck with it.
Yeah.
But that one.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. There's a lot of silent. Fair-skinned fans out there.
Because when
Schitt's Creek.
It's successes that happen that we just, like, we don't be hip to. I feel like Avatar...
Yellowstone is the number one show in the whole country. I've never seen an episode. I want to.
I've never heard nobody talk about it.
I want to, but Yellowstone is the number one fucking show in the country.
So I think Avatar is going to get a lot of people who are going to go. And honestly, some of the reviews came out and they were just saying, like, bro, go to IMAX. Go see this on the best screen you can.
How you supposed to see it?
They were just like, bro, because this man with these cameras,
that's what's going to draw everybody. It's the experience. It's
the experience.
Because the Avatar that he got out, that he put out some... all that time ago looked like a movie that came out now.
I saw that movie in the theater twice. I saw it regular and 3D because everybody said, look, you got to see it both. And once you see it in one, you got to wonder how it's going to look in the other. When I saw it in 3D, I was just like, bro, this is the first 3D movie I've ever watched that then my eyes didn't hurt.
It was weird.
And I didn't have to take the glasses off midway to squint my eyes because I'm tired, bro. I watched that whole movie and forgot I had the glasses on. Like, that was the only movie that I've been able to watch in theaters with glasses on and not get tired.
It was an experience.
It was an experience. So, I really think...
I definitely think that, because, I mean, James Cameron is, like, one of the most innovative cinematographers ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's, like, literally invents technology to do shit. So, I'm curious to know just what the fuck it is. Like, I don't even...
I wanted a shorter story, bro. I kind of didn't... This whole, he's planning six movies, talking about we might make four of them. I'm just like, nigga, cap this shit in three and leave us the fuck alone.
First, it was supposed to be three, I thought.
How long is them fucking movies gonna be?
3.5 fucking hours, bro. Like, bro, you making this 3-hour fucking movie, dog. Chill.
We're gonna have to sneak in some Huey Mango.
No, nigga, you spent $500 million on... You spent $700 million on a movie. You spent $700 million on a movie, bro. That movie better be long.
How much the first Avatar make? 1.5?
That's the highest grossing movie of all time, period.
Something album beat it recently?
It's between Endgame, Jurassic Park. It's between Endgame, Jurassic World, and let's look it up. And I want to say episode six, but let's see.
The Avengers just recently flips that.
Uh-oh. Bear bets. Want to do a bear bet? I bet you a whole...
Oh, 22 of...
You name it.
Artisanal, autumnal. I say that Avengers Endgame is the highest grossing movie ever.
I say it's... I said Star Wars. It is Avatar.
Oh,
yep.
Still Avatar.
It's still Avatar. Yep.
What's the top five?
All right, let's go. Endgame 2, Titanic 3.
Cameron got.
Yep. Star Wars 4 and Infinity War 5. Hey, we knew them top five, bro. We knew them fucking top five.
Well, see, that's crazy, though. That's why I put Endgame above that, because that just came out a couple years ago. That's been out much longer than that. That's going to beat that.
I mean, but I'm saying he got Titanic up there too. But yeah, I knew it was Avatar. I was gonna say that's the highest grossing movie of all time. So I think the sequel gonna have to. Oh yeah, yeah. He made the top 10, bro.
That fucker's still gonna be there somewhere on the list.
And see, the thing with Black Panther, if this was U.S. domestic, yeah. Black Panther would be like at the top of the list. But
yeah, worldwide. I didn't know Lion King grossed that much money again.
Since it done came out, yeah, man. Lion King, like.
Damn, see, them 2018-19 movies.
Infinity War and Endgame. But I knew it was one of them Star Wars. Topping up, yeah, man. But, I don't know. I think Avatar is going to be a hit. I think it's going to be a hit. I smell it. It's a silent hit. It's one of them silent but deadly.
I gotta go fart myself.
All right. We're back. So did you see the video I sent you in the group chat?
Yeah, I saw it. It was, wow. My third eye and my penis gland is open.
Damn, dog. That sounded so disrespectful. I think the burp at the end just made it sound that much worse.
Yeah.
Disrespectful. Like.
And my hypothalamus is activated, shoulder.
But I don't know, man. It's really something interesting. Like, I saw the video Neil deGrasse Tyson and Billy Carson on stage together, and I'm like, oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like I told Ocean, he's got an event coming up. It's supposed to be sometime early January where he's going to be talking about some more of this stuff. So it's going to be online. You guys will be able to stream into it.
I wonder, did they throw the virgins off of that, or did they just throw them in it?
No, you remember Apocalypto? They sacrificed him on top of that hoe and rolled him down the stairs.
Yeah. I don't know. On the metaphysical sense, though, really, what did it for me was it was actually in sound class. We were talking about vibrations and speakers and how fast sound travels. And, you know, we ended up doing a study on ice, like, you know, the whole, we had, you know, you had to do the test where you're just like, all right, you're gonna get some water, it's gonna be cold, you're gonna tell the water I hate you, you're gonna freeze it, you're gonna tell the water I love you, you're gonna freeze it.
Now, you know what? We didn't do that at AI, but in my public speaking class, I talked about the Japanese guy that did that experiment, and they looked at me fucking crazy. They looked at me crazy in that class, and we were talking about frequencies and crystals and shit, and I'm like, he proved that, you know, frequency does have an effect on atoms.
But we did
the fact that
shit.
Y'all got to even do the experiment is cool, and then we did it over here at AI, and they looking at me like, oh, this motherfucker on some crazy shit. But they did the experiment. Y'all legit did it.
We talked about plants, too.
We talked about it in one class, and in another, we actually, when we did it, it was like, man, fuck out of here. Because I read about the Japanese guy that did it, and it was just like, we brought it up in sound class. The guy was like, bro, that's it. Because I brought it up, I was just like, well, you know, he was just like, it's biggest vibrations, why not? He was just like, all right. Because what they did was, it was just, you know, the cool thing was they get the bass and they like play certain type of frequencies mm-hmm. and hertz through it, and it formed one kind of the sound would make this one shape. Mm-hmm. Then you go to a different hertz that's supposed to represent something way more positive, and it makes a completely different shape.
Yeah.
And when it actually makes the shape, it's like that's the damn near the same damn shape that the snowflake made when you said I love you to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm seeing that, I'm just like, bro, that is not no coincidence. And then you look at it, and it's like, damn.
Just like how he talks about later in the video, the frequency of love. That's what it is. You tuning in to that, there is a pattern for it.
Yeah. It's like it taps into it. Because I think, you know, I think you get some... That explains why these rich people be nice as hell. It's people who get rich, they get wealthy, and then they just become all love and peace. Like, bro, I got to keep this shit. I got to keep attracting mm-hmm. good stuff happening to me. Because at this point, somebody done came and told them.
Yeah, and I done attracted so much positivity. If I start with this fucked up shit again, that negative got to come back. And it's going to be tenfold because all the good I got.
Yeah, but when it gets down to your DNA, like, merger between science, like, it would trip me out early this week was Bungie fans were tripping because in Destiny, Rasputin, this story of Rasputin, the guy who uploaded himself mm-hmm. into this, you know, to a robot. So they were memeing Hideo Kojima as him, like, because Hideo Kojima.
He wants to upload himself?
When he said that shit, I was like, dog, I was just like, nigga, you made Metal Gear for real?
Exactly. He made Metal Gear, a game about the government being run by digital AI. Yeah.
No, I did not. I was like, damn, Kojima.
He's all about that shit. He just wants there to be a human element. That's his whole thing. He wants humans to maintain their human connection. I mean, Death Stranding really told you that.
Nah, bro. That game be kicking my ass. He really gonna, I think if anybody does, I think it's kind of like, I just feel like, to be real.
He's one of them, he's a futurist. He's a genuine futurist.
And the reason why I say this is like, they said science, they took a bunch of algorithmic computers, algorithms, programs, and they ran them. And the ultimate question they asked all these AI is, are we living in a simulation? It's a 50% chance that
we are and that we are not.
It's locked at 50.
But even the Billy Carson video, he said the same thing. We looking at a hologram that we can't see all the layers of. This is a simulation.
Yeah, you can just like, I mean, the stuff. And when you look at the code, the 3D DNA,
mm-hmm.
like, because they were talking about these tribes. I got to go back to it. They were talking about these tribes and...
Like Dogons that had it
the vortex map.
The Dogon star.
Yeah,
like that tribe. It's a mythological. They track stuff off flat, astronomy.
It was all these flat figures that would like make this shape, and then they realized once you make that 3D, completely changes everything.
Yep, they found out that they were
charting astronomy.
Well, they were charting this algorithmic code that is what they use now in computers to find errors, and it's encoded into our DNA. Yeah, and DNA. When you spread it out, you can see the different structures of how humans' DNA is made, animals' DNA, and all that shit. But it's encoded within that is that error finding code.
Because Billy Carson in that's very very same video we watched, he says that there is a science where they did that shit to mice and was mm-hmm. able to like triple their lifespan
by removing the telomeres.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you age. Once the telomere erodes all the way away, your cells are like, yep, that's the end of us. Time to die. No more left to regenerate.
Bruh, in Evangelion, that was like one of the ways in which they were going to destroy the angels.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, bro, we can't destroy it by brute force. Like, bro, we really have to like
find the way into the DNA.
Like, rewrite the cells of it. Because they used the cells of the angel in order to turn that boy's mom into a fucking robot that he pilots.
Mm-hmm. Which is fucked up.
And they cloned her to be a pilot. Of herself.
And you wonder why Ray goes crazy like that, dog.
And this nigga was in love with the robot.
Like, you in love with your mama, dog. Like,
shit, whole clone. Your dad know this whole thing, and it's like all the start to like the next, you know, impact.
Yeah, pretty much to bring the apocalypse, bro. I think what happened is Shinji's dad legit went fucking crazy because he got to a point where he was not going to be able to stop angels coming. So he realized he's the apocalypse. That's what he's doing. Nerve is going to bring the apocalypse. He's stealing angel DNA to create artificial angels to fight him.
So a guy from Crunchyroll, he did a video. He broke down, I think it's all 50-something timelines of Evangelion. Evangelion got a lot of timelines.
Yeah.
He broke down every timeline of it. One of the main timelines of Evangelion suggests that Dr. Ikari from another timeline used the technology available in that timeline to go and tell another one, hey, I need you to make the third impact. It got to happen in order for XYZ to happen. So he was hell-bent on making this happen because another Dr. Akari came in and pretty much told him, hey, bro, all this shit is real, but you got to do it because the only way the world going to be saved is if you do this.
If you do it.
And he had to go in through it. See, in my timeline, we fucked up, but we got technology for me to come in here and tell you to do it. So that's why he was so hell-bent on doing it. But he couldn't tell nobody that was the real reason because... But ultimately, he knew about everything more than everybody else did. You can't blame it on Dead Sea Scrolls. Anybody can read them shits. But
yeah, true enough. And he knew more. He knew more. So much more.
So much so that the secret society of that world, Sele, was just like, okay, so what we finna do? We give you all the resources in order to, like, make sure mankind come. And ultimately, they was like, you know, we just gonna turn everybody's souls into one giant collective consciousness. Because at the end of Evangelion, all you get...
At the end of it, that's
everybody
pretty much what happens
one collective
to everybody.
Consciousness. And they lose your individuality, and you get, like, brought up into just one giant consciousness.
And that's...
But because
what's gonna happen when you die, bro?
Well,
you go back to Christ consciousness and join the giant hum of the universe.
But get this though, when you go back and watch Evangelion, like the new ones, the 1.11, 2.22, the sea is already red,
right?
Meaning the end of Evangelion on the original Evangelion had already happened.
Right.
Because the water's actually already red.
Shit.
It's the reset of the timeline after the third impact. In the end...
Why, there's different characters and shit.
Yeah, it resetted the whole impact. Shit had to start all over. This shit is a timeline. This is not the beginning of it. This is somewhere in the middle.
I never thought about it like that. I never even thought about it like that.
I ain't know Evangelion was that deep. I sat here for like an hour and some change.
I mean, with Evangelion being the way that it was, you knew there was some kind of conspiracy around it. But, I mean, damn.
Oh, it's 37 timelines of Evangelion.
Yeah, I need to watch that video.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool-ass video. It got some time on it, but that's a cool-ass...
How long is it? I might watch that tonight.
Let me see. Well, after this, Liberty Mutual. I don't give a fuck about Liberty Mutual. I heard y'all customer service is terrible. I learned
something about... What if Liberty Mutual wants to sponsor us? You say that.
Fuck them. Oh, I got nothing against Liberty Mutual. I'm mutually liberal.
Okay, it's a good hour. Yeah,
good hour. Tim Liu from Crunchyroll. Shout out to Tim Liu, man. That was a dope-ass video. He broke it down. He broke down all these timelines for Evangelion. But when you look at it, a lot of things in Evangelion get pretty deep. Because to me, that was like, Evangelion caught me at a time when I was having a spiritual awakening in a sense. Because it was like 2 years post 9/11. Mm. Not 9/11. 2 years post 9/11. 3-4 years past Y2K.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere around 2003. And I'm watching Evangelion like, okay, this got religious text. This is about the future.
This is probably like one of the first anime that... we had come across that was actually that deep in that sense, philosophically.
Yeah, because there weren't a lot of philosophical shows back then. It's just like, you know, you got philosophical sci-fi, something like Akira that asked big questions that were so deep you didn't know that
they
were
questions. But it didn't present it that way.
But it wasn't presented in the way it was supposed to.
They were doing gene manipulation with the kids and all that shit, making them look like old people and fucking around turning... Tetsuo into Akira, like they were just trying to recreate him. Like Akira was another kid, and they tried to make him again.
But Ava was like
manipulation, and he was like a god particle kid. So that was something else.
But Evangelion just it really gets deep when you really get into it, because they explain it all, and it's like, damn, world governments, people cahooting. Getting together.
Yeah.
Like, angels literally on Earth coming to, like, wipe out humanity because it's just like, bro, y'all time is up. I'm going to keep sending y'all.
Right. We going to keep sending them because they got to wipe y'all out. That's their job. They don't look like angels. That was like the one that still trips me out to this day is the fucking geometric diamond.
I knew you were gonna say
that. It's like, what the fuck? Like, how is that an angel?
Motherfucker came with a giant laser. See him?
Right.
Floating diamond just flying through the air.
And you see UFOs that look like that, and then it's like, I saw Evangelion, bruh. Like, I'm skeptical about that shit.
No, but I seen the one in, I saw that shit. It was in, like, Vegas. I think I had a
video. Oh, yeah. I saw the full video from the security guard. Like, that's some shit, bruh.
Yeah, that shit tripped me out. Like, because the guy's just sitting outside. And
shit
like,
on his lip had some shit on his lip, bruh.
Shit on your lip got some shit on his lip.
Yeah, that shit was real, dog.
Yeah, that shit was like,
because when the spotlights from the ground, when it would go past it, it actually reflected off the fucking ship, bruh. Like, it's something up there, dog.
And they said it just sat out there. You know, I was like, and then the excuse that they gave about it was like, yeah, bro, this is the most Project Blue Book answer that y'all was going to fucking give about this shit. And we're just like, nah, man, it was, you know, space phenomenon, man, you know.
Yeah,
but
an atmospheric phenomenon, bro. Like, you got yellow and red lights. Clearly in the shape of some kind of something in the clouds.
Yeah, they basically
above this hotspot in Vegas, and you got the strobe lights coming from the road, so you see them going up, and when they pass at a certain point, you see the reflection off the ship, bruh. It's something up there.
They believe it was a ship. They said it was ice crystals that got formed in clouds and just sat over.
But some of them are yellow and it's red in the middle, bruh. What the? Them ain't no fucking ice crystals. And look at that shit. When the light passes it, you see a reflection, dog. That's a fucking ship.
I mean, we're here every night. I've never seen anything like this.
That's a fucking ship, bruh.
I seen no.
These bitches are here. I told you. This year was the year. They here, dog.
In Vegas. And then it's right in Vegas, right above where they got them searchlights.
Yeah.
So it's like, bruh, like,
oh, shit. I just saw what you talking about.
It keeps doing it. Yeah. It keeps doing it.
Yeah, it's something up there.
Like, it's to the point now where folks keep saying UFOs ain't real and shit, but you keep seeing all this shit, dog. I'm just waiting for them to go ahead and land during the goddamn Super Bowl. Like, just go ahead and do it.
We're here.
And call that shit a day.
You see Mars Attacks.
No, I'm telling you what you need to see. What you need to see, I forgot what the shit was called. I think it was The Arrival or something like that.
What, Shawty go and just talk to him?
No. One that Sci-Fi did where these bitches came and they were stealing children. And then they made themselves known. And when they came out of the ships, they looked like demons.
I ain't seen that one. I seen the Nick Cage one. When they get the kids to take the kids to the planet to repopulate it, and the whole world.
That was 2012.
It was. I can't remember the name of that Nick Cage one.
But yeah, because
he got cigar. But they said that was based. They said that one was based on
an actual UFO religion. Story.
No, it was just based off of. I think that was the Scientology story. If I ain't tripping.
No, Scientology is Xenu put all the souls in the volcano and blew it up with atomic bombs, and you've got. You as a human, or whatever the Scientologists call
knowing.
Humans. Yeah, that was what
knowing.
It was. Knowing.
It was knowing.
No, that was numerologists. Scientologists are all about that damn, you've got those things attached to you. And that's why you have to get clear. You got thetans attached to you. And they're like soul leeches.
To go back to the doggone people.
Doggone. I'm going to look it up.
Their
people came from, well, the people came and talked to them were from Sirius.
Yeah, that's what they thought. They was from the Sirius cloud, and they had
well, it was knowledge. Actually Sirius B, second star.
What I was going to say is that they knew that Sirius B was up there long before.
Mm-hmm. They had star maps long before people could get them, and they were like, how the hell y'all even see them stars?
Yeah, and it's like they had a Sirius B, and they think it's a Sirius C.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a tri-star system.
And they also believe that they're the same people, the Dogo people, who pretty much essentially civilized Japan.
Mm.
From a because they talk about creation stories about them, about a dragon coming over.
That's what it was called. Childhood's End. Type in that shit and look up the trailer for that shit.
Okay, okay. We on YouTube already.
I got it on my hard drive, but y'all need to see that shit because me, Black, and Blazin' watched it.
Zen, like Z-E-N?
No, Childhood's End. E-N-D. Yeah, that's it.
Nick Cage coked up ass.
Alien, yeah, look at this shit. This was a full series that came on Sci-Fi Channel. The aliens were like, we'll give you tech that can heal you. We're here to help you and all this shit, but we want the kids. So for years, they came and occupied and helped everybody.
There's no need to be afraid. Oh, chill, bruh. No
yeah,
just watch, just watch. Just watch.
I'm going to just start. I'm going to write this on the postcard and mail it to people. There's no need to be afraid.
There's no need to be afraid.
We have come to help mankind.
We have come to help mankind.
We're not conquerors.
We're not conquerors.
Not conquerors.
We're enablers.
My name is Karelin.
My name is Karelin.
My name is Karelin.
My name is Karelin. I am the supervisor for Earth. Under our supervision, you
man.
All flourish here. Peace, health.
Yeah, and it's true. They give us that.
Everyone.
They come give us all this healing technology, healing medicine and shit. Crime goes down. Everybody's happy. People don't have to work anymore because they can live forever.
That's what I was going to ask, though. About them review.
I respect your decision.
They're moving them caps off your DNA and you can live. For hundreds of years, bro, we overpopulate like a motherfucker, bro.
That's why they on there.
That's why they on there. We'd overpopulate the earth and fuck up.
Yep. Well, I just want you to see what they look like.
That's what I'm waiting on.
This is probably one of the first trailers, so they might not show it.
They're watching us.
But you can probably pull it on the side or something after the fact. They might not show.
Here to help us.
Mr. Stormbringer, just tell us, why won't Karelin show us his face?
Yeah, they might not show you what he looks
Earth
like.
Has a new destiny.
Yeah, because that plane was going to crash and they stop it and they just put it down. Like for this show to have come out when it did, which is 7 years ago, it looks really good. And it's one of the best looking sci-fi shows from back then.
Damn, I mean, the quality don't look bad at all.
Fucking like a Korean production house did that shit. 7 years ago, that shit do look good.
They gonna show them. So you said they show them in one of these trailers?
Yeah, they do. Or you can find the scene when they show them. Or you could be like when the aliens land or alien landing. Because they show him within I think it's the first two episodes that motherfucker lands. Because everybody's like, look, we need to. There he is. That's what they look like.
I'm supposed to get a kiss to that.
No, just them motherfuckers are already with him. That's how he arrives. Holding two kids' hands. Looking like that. That's what aliens look like, Ocean.
What the devil?
Literally, like the embodiment of what the devil is perceived as, bro. It's like.
And they all look like something like that, like versions of that.
Bro, you see that, you just like, bro, you literally saw your soul.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the underlying premise of the movie.
No, it's not.
Oh, shit. It's
definitely not. Y'all need to watch that shit. Because it postulates the idea of what if demons come under the guise of aliens. They can do that. They definitely can do that.
And that nigga got it though with them feet, but I'm like, these hooves?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Watch it.
It's a series or a movie?
Series.
Starting to y'all right, ain't you?
Series. Check out The Recruit.
The Recruit?
Mm-hmm. On Netflix.
Okay.
I think it's people who made the Bourne Supremacy. They have a show on Netflix. It's about a lawyer who joins the CIA and gets thrown into some shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's
Charlie Cox has a new series on Netflix.
Pretty good so far.
I tell you what, I'm grateful. Monster is coming to Netflix on the 1st.
That's what's up.
I've been waiting on that for a minute because they kept taking it down from like, they kept
everything
taking,
else.
Like, for real. Every time I tried to watch it, it just like kept taking it down. So I'm excited.
For the longest time, Sci-Fi Channel used to show it back in the day. That was like their go-to anime to always put on.
There it go.
Yep.
Monster coming January 1st on Netflix.
Now, my question is it the original or is it the remake?
There's no remake. It's only the original. 2004 version. Yep.
Okay.
That's the version.
Okay.
I've been waiting to finish it because I watched like the last episode I saw is when his ex-wife, spoiler, tried to get him back because she like, yo, man, life is fucked up. Like, what you on? And this nigga in Europe, and she was like, are you a killer?
I was like, listen,
I'm gonna turn you into the police.
No, Shawty, listen, you calm your fucking shit.
But like, Monster tells the story of a surgeon who saves the life of a would-be serial killer.
And all the shit that ensues and afterward.
And why he feels responsible for... He could have saved a lot of lives if he let that boy die. Because everybody told him to let that boy die because they knew what was up. It was like that movie that lady... What was that lady did? The movie about the little girl. Her parents tried to burn her in the fucking oven. And then the social worker come and save the girl. Find out the girl is fucking a demon.
Shit. I forgot the name of that movie. It was so good, too.
That shit was good. I'm sorry if I just gave it to y'all, but goddamn, that shit was good.
Murder Girl.
That girl was a whole demon.
The name of that shit.
Social Murder worker demon doing girl. Too much. Social
yeah, because they were trying to stop the fucking the ritual because they knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Somebody knows the name of that one. I can't think of it.
Let us know in the comments, you guys. You got it. I trust in y'all.
The Murder Demon.
I ain't worried about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll got a lot.
Oh, wait. Go up. Nier Automata is getting an anime.
Yeah, Nier Automata. That's coming out.
Hell yeah.
One of the ones I'm going to cover. I never played the game, but it's...
Hell yeah.
It's a lot of anime coming in January. Like, the new Vash, the new Trigun reboot.
Because I think they just dropped a new trailer.
Mm-hmm. It's a reboot. Vinland Saga is coming on Netflix. I told you to watch season one of Vinland Saga. Check it out. It's about Vikings.
That's
shit about Vikings. It's like, I think you'll enjoy it. It's right up your alley.
More Nagamoto. Nagatoro, excuse me, not Nagamoto.
She always come one season off of Usagi-chan, which I think is kind of funny because they're not from the same creator, but they're about two of the same types of character, which is kind of funny.
Based on the name, I want to see this shit.
What?
Chilling in my 30s after getting fired from the Demon King's army. I want to see that shit.
I'm saving one above that.
Saving 80,000 gold. Yeah.
Another world from my retirement.
Yeah. That one sounds good, too.
These titles off the chain.
Isekai's, clearly.
I started watching, what's it called?
Campfire Cooking?
Totoro Home Alone.
I want
Home
that.
Alone.
Oh, Tomorrow Lives Alone. I watched that. The little kid who lives next door to the guy, and he's like, you live by yourself?
Oh, Tomo-chan.
Yeah.
That was very dark. The one thing about this Trigun, it's full CG.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a reboot. It's a reboot. It's full on, they're completely changing
everything
Trigun.
About Vash.
Everything about
knew.
Trigun. The whole story about
and
him.
And he ain't showed my boy Nicholas yet. I wonder what he gonna look like.
They posted a picture of him. He's in the series.
I know he in the series. I just wanted to see what my guy looked like. Can't have Trigun without my guy Nicholas.
But Toyo is doing it, which I think is kind of funny. Like, damn.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about the new Trigun.
Oh, yeah.
Fast Stampede is a guy, they put $20 billion double dollars on his head?
Mm-hmm.
He can't get...
$60 billion double dollars.
He can't get shot.
Yeah, and I hope they explain it this time. Like, how is it he can't get shot? Not he just knows the trajectory of all bullets.
He just, you can't shoot him. Like, you just really can't shoot him. If you try to shoot him, he'll dodge it. Like, off
like even at point blank.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Hulu.
Oh, shit. Look at Ocean.
He done branched out a little bit. Because Trigun is the shit. Shout out to the rat hole, man. That was where I discovered it. I had some anime watching homeboys that stayed in Moore Hall. And one night I went over to their room and I was like, hey, man, you seen this Trigun before? I was like, Trigun?
Trigun.
Oh, look, what's that one about?
It's three like, guns?
It's in the West. It's a Wild West type shit, but it's funny. And the dude, you can't shoot him.
Yeah, he should shut him
up. You put me on Trigun.
Yeah, because I got put on it by, if Skos ever told you about Mike Beasley and Terrence and all them, that was the rat hole.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Yeah.
HBO Max, Velma's coming. By your girl Mindy. Sorry, Matt.
Jinkies.
Prime Video is coming. Prime is getting. Yeah. Prime is getting Invader Zim. The whole series is going to Prime.
Yes.
What I'm excited about is The Legend of Vox Machina. If you did not watch season one of The Legend of Vox Machina, that is one of the most underrated adult cartoons on. It's like,
what's it on? It's on Prime.
Prime. It's Dungeons. It's Family Guy jokes with Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay,
that's all it is. Dungeons and Dragons with Family Guy jokes.
Prime has that little niche of like adult, not necessarily anime, but adult animation.
Mm-hmm. That's why The Boys did so well. Yeah,
and Invincible is coming in 2023. We're getting a new season.
Not Incredibles,
because they're doing season 2 and 3 simultaneously.
And
is one of the voice
Paramount
actors.
Is getting South Park.
Oh no, South Park is on HBO Max. The full series is on HBO Max because the streaming wars, like you said, was on Paramount, but yeah. HBO Max got it because that's how I watched it.
Which I mean, to me, makes sense because Paramount is Viacom.
Loud it with a chance of meatball.